If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, and this is your Nintendo News Minute for, what is it, June 19th. So, let's jump right into this thing. Apparently, according to Nintendo Life, Sonic fans are already really mad about Sonic Origins Plus. And the article goes on to say, it's not even out yet, so, you know. Gotta love it. From the article, it says Sonic Origins Plus is just around the corner, launching on Nintendo Switch this week, June 23rd, along with adding a bunch of additions to the base Sonic Origins games, including Amy as a playable character and 12 Game Gear titles. 12 Game Gear titles? Wow. It also marks the first instance the collection has been given a full physical release. Let's jump into what some of the reactions are, okay? Some of the reactions from Twitter here. Worst outcome for Super Amy. She's just a lighter pink, and they didn't even stick her quills up. Moving on. Fair assessment? Well, not quite. This is from the article. As pointed out in the tweet below, Sonic is the only character to receive a sprite redesign when morphing into his super form. All of the characters, including Tails, Knuckles, Mighty, and Ray, have similarly only received a basic change in the color to denote the power-up. This is from at Whisperwolf. It says, I agree, it would be cool to see a unique design for Super Amy, but those who are disappointed are only disappointed because they set their expectations too high. Every classic character isn't Sonic has a form that's just a lighter color. Why should it be different for Amy? Moving on here, it says, why didn't they fix this? It looks like it's showing a character select screen. It's so messy. Grateful to play with Amy and Tails, though. And just continuing on, man, Twitter was on fire. And I got to say, what's up to everybody that's tuning in? We are doing this live. I figured I might as well just start. Anytime I'm going to sit and record, I'm just going to do it live so you guys can get in on the action with me as well. So I do see Servant and Becca and Mark and Evan and Nate. So what is up, everybody? Let's see here. From Twitter, it says, I'm seeing people say the Game Gear version always sounded like there was a like this. Here's a comparison between the Sonic Hedgehog on Game Gear and the Sonic Origins Plus version, and they added echo or reverb. It's more noticeable when you wear headphones. Another tweet says, apparently Sonic Origins Plus leaked in addition to Amy and her super form. We now have a look at the Game Gear games in action and that sound. Apparently they're bad. I can't play the audio won't come through if I hit it. So apparently it sounds real echoey. I can take a quick listen. I just won't be able to. You guys won't be able to hear the audio. Let's see. Oh yeah, it's got a little bit of a. Yeah, it sounds a little rough, guys. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was hoping it wouldn't, but it does sound a little rough. But, I mean, this is a collection of 12 games. This is pretty awesome that this is coming out. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, I guess because Sonic is going to be looking cooler in his super form. Everybody wanted that. But don't you mostly play Sonic anyway? That's how I'm going to be playing these games. I don't know. Servant says, Sonic lost the war. They should be happy they're getting anything. Wow. Wow. So, whew, all right. Well, speaking of collections of games, guys, the Lara Croft collection coming to Switch later this month. This is from My Nintendo News. This is Feral Interactive has announced that Nintendo Switch owners can finally get their hands on Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light and Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris as part of the Lara Croft collection. The games were originally released in 2010 and 2014, respectively. If you have yet to play through the adventures, then the publisher has announced that you can pre-order the Lara Croft collection via the eShop. Pricing is $24.99 in the U.S. This looks like it's from the game's like landing page or whatever. It says gaming's favorite hero is geared up for her much anticipated Switch debut in the Lara Croft collection on June 29th. Locked and loaded with both Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, as well as Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, embark on world-saving exploits as the acrobatic archaeologist and strap in for hours of tomb raiding and explosive arcade action. Whether playing as Lara or as a one-woman army or bringing friends along for co-op, the Lara Croft collection is packed with exhilarating run-and-gun combat, fiendish traps, and clever puzzles that challenge your thinking and test your reflexes. And Nate said, those look bad. Well, let's click the video real quick and just take a quick peek. This is not a collection that I'm super familiar with. Ah, that's right. It has that Diablo kind of style of gameplay. And not probably something I'm super interested in. If I wonder about the gameplay mechanics as far as like, is it more like a twin stick shooter? How does it play overall? But even the trailer, that was 26 seconds, awfully short. Kind of interesting. So yeah, Nate just said that looks bad. I don't know. Maybe you know, guys, tweet at me or hit me up in the Discord if you've played either of these games and if you had a good time with them. Not really the Lara Croft I was expecting to see or the Tomb Raider games I was expecting to see, but maybe the name alone will carry them. I'm not sure. Microsoft announces, this is from My Nintendo News. It says Microsoft announces changes to game development in an effort to get output closer to par with Nintendo and Sony. Make sure you guys clip that one, because Nintendo is that's the magic word of the day, you guys. Everybody type Nintendo in chat. So news site Axios has chatted with Xbox Game Studio chief Matt Booty to talk about the future of the Xbox brand after a relatively successful showcase last Sunday. Booty told the site that they are adapting longer development cycles and collaborating more with each other after the failure that was Redfall from Arkane Studios. Booty says these shifts are part of the plan to get Microsoft's gaming output closer to par with the frequent excellence of rivals Sony and Nintendo. The company also said that they are ditching last generation Xbox One and Xbox Game Studios are now being made for Series X and S consoles. Bar Minecraft, Xbox One owners can stream future games via the Xbox Cloud Gaming Service. Perfect. I've been hoping they'd go that direction for quite a while. So this is good. Yeah, I see you guys. Nintony 64, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Servant, for that. So, oh my goodness. So yeah, interesting to see, you know, that Microsoft is you know, basically publicly recognizing that they need to step it up, and hopefully they do, because they do have some fantastic IP that could really use some stellar development, and you know, that we just need some stellar games from Xbox, and hopefully this is going to be the year. Starfield may be the one game to rule them all. Here's some rumors/leaks. I know there was some, I can't remember. I think there was either somebody in my comments or somebody on the live stream that was really hoping to see something about Persona 3 Reloaded. Well, the unlisted Persona 3 Reloaded trailer included Switch in the description, since removed. Okay. The The article reads, Atlas revealed that the Persona 3 is being remade for Xbox at the Xbox Showcase, in a sense, confirmed that the game will also launch on PlayStation consoles and PC in early 2024. Today, Atlas uploaded a new unlisted video for Persona 3 Reloaded today, which mentioned that the game will also come to Nintendo Switch in the video's description. The Nintendo Switch mention has been removed by the company, sparking more rumors that the Persona 3 Reload will be showcased during a Nintendo Direct, which is rumored later this week. We're just going to keep on going here. Another retailer lists Persona 3 Reloaded for the Nintendo Switch. While Persona 3 Reloaded didn't feature the Nintendo Switch logo in its debut trailer, another retailer has listed the Nintendo Switch version. This time, it is a popular video game import site, PlayAsia. The retailer is now the third one to list Persona 3 Remake as coming to the Switch family of systems. It is not clear whether the game will be announced in a future Nintendo Direct presentation, or it could be possible that it could be delayed. It could be a delayed release on Switch as Atlas gets currently announced versions out the door first. So, you guys, rumored Nintendo Direct. There's going to be more about that soon. We're just going to kind of get through some of the top headlines and then move over into the major stuff here. So, Illumination Boss says there's no plans for a Zelda movie. We were reporting last week. There was a lot of outlets picking it up saying that, you know, you can even see it. I don't know if you guys can read it on the side here, but it says Illumination and Nintendo close to finalizing deal to make a Zelda movie. So the article reads, you may recall that a little over a week ago, rumors appeared that suggest that Nintendo and Illumination were finalizing a deal to create a movie based on The Legend of Zelda. Due to the significance of the rumor, it was inevitable that one of the companies was going to be asked about the matter. Well, that's what happened. The Wrap recently spoke to Illumination CEO and founder Chris Meledandri about the rumors. According to Meledandri, he doesn't know where the rumors came from, but he can understand how people would summarize all sorts of things because obviously we've had a great experience working together. My relationship with Nintendo now includes being on their board of directors, so I understand how people can surmise these things. But in terms of the specifics, that was just something that I've been hearing lots of reports. This is just about what's next between Nintendo and Illumination. So there we go. No Zelda movie in the works with Illumination. At least nothing confirmed. Crazy that that this rumor got so much validity, but it's just the way it goes. And we're going to talk about it right here, right? Did you know gaming uncovers the truth behind the long rumored Star Fox Grand Prix? This is a case, you guys, of basically rumors getting started online via a YouTuber and so many outlets picking it up. You know, this was, you know, rumors from, you know, the rumor gets started and then you get Reddit and 4chan and all these places picking it up. And then the outlets start to cover it. And this thing went like wildfire. So these rumors, it's easy for this stuff to go. And like they say, if you get the chance, guys, I suggest watching the Did You Know Gaming Real or Fake talking about Star Fox Grand Prix. Watch the whole thing. But what happens is this stuff hits some news outlets. And my gut feeling is I think it goes like this. If you get an outlet like Bloomberg or Forbes, you know, Jason Schreier wrote an article about Star Fox. So I believe most of the time, the smaller news outlets will look to the bigger news outlets, assume that all their due diligence was taken care of and that these things are accurate. And in some cases, Schreier came back, they talk about it in the video here, and says, hey, there was no, like, his source essentially was part of like an underground channel. I'm adding to the rumors, right? But essentially these leakers, you know, they all talk together. sometimes just sharing each other's info with each other, and there's not like any validity to any of it. And his potential source ended up being wrong. And that was just this huge thing. And then, you know, the rumors kept going. If I ask you guys in the chat, what do you know about Star Fox Grand Prix? You're going to say more than likely that, oh, that was a sting operation set up by Nintendo to catch leakers. And I don't believe that to be the case. This was a YouTuber talking about Star Fox Grand Prix, a thumbnail that was created for a video that ended up kind of just slowly catching fire and then igniting. So it's definitely worth a watch. Go and check it out. The end of the day, there is no Star Fox Grand Prix. Who knows? It could be one of those things that Nintendo's like, yo, everybody was, it seemed like there was a, like a little bit of a demand for this. Like maybe we do it. Maybe we do some kind of like F-Zero prequel, but it ties in more Star Fox since we know the two are tied together in some way. I don't know. But at the end of the day, there is no Star Fox Grand Prix. And we would all agree that we need more Star Fox. And like Aaron says, and Kid Icarus. So, and Chrissy said there's such a demand for Animal Crossing New Horizons. This is true. This is true. Servant says Star Fox Grand Prix is the F-Zero that we need. Yes. And Nostalgic Gamer Sound or Nostalgic Game Sounds is in the Twitch chat. What is going on? Good to see you, my friend. Well, guys, the big story today that we can all talk about is rumor Nintendo preparing a Nintendo Direct for next week. We talked about it on the main show last week. But according to My Nintendo News, a Brazilian Nintendo site, which has apparently been reliable for leaks in the past, is stating that a Nintendo Direct presentation is coming next week. And they are not the only ones, as Nate the Hate has also said the same thing. The site Nintendo Universe says that they have spoken to both anonymous and reliable sources that the Nintendo Direct will take place next week. The site says that it will not be a third-party Direct, as there will be first-party video games showcased. Nintendo has naturally declined to comment on the rumor. Okay. So, here we go. There's a leaker claiming that the Nintendo Direct will feature a new 2D Mario and a remake of a SNES game. So, a Twitter user who correctly leaked Sonic Superstars and Everybody 1-2 Switch before they were officially announced has stated that a Nintendo Direct will air this week. The event will apparently feature a brand new 2D Mario game and a remake of a classic Super Nintendo game. Nintendo has yet to confirm that the Nintendo Direct presentation will be held, but a couple of individuals have said it is set to air this week. So this is Pyro_ND on Twitter. It says, in case you were wondering what games will be announced at this week's Nintendo Direct, a new 2D Super Mario Brothers and a remake of a SNES classic. So, you guys, I need to know from the chat, what do you think the game is that we're going to see? I see Nostalgic Game Sound saying, please, 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 a Link to the Past. Okay. All right. Link to the Past. I mean, we were just talking Star Fox Grand Prix. I'm also wondering if we see Star Fox, a remake of Star Fox. What are some of the first party SNES titles that haven't, you know, seen much love? And if it is a Link to the Past, how about in a similar style to Link's Awakening, or at least something, you know, maybe kind of along those lines. Servant says, Super Mario RPG remake. Square has projected huge financial has projected huge finance fiscal. Let's see. I can't. The screen gets so small. And it starts fuzzing the okay, here we go. Huge fiscal year with Final Fantasy and other titles. So there we go. Nate says, isn't N64 a remake of Star Fox? I mean, I don't know that I've ever really looked at it like that. I've always kind of looked at it as a sequel, but maybe you're right. Maybe it's a remake of Star Fox 2. I think everybody would want that game. Let's talk about this new 2D Super Mario game. What would you guys want from a 2D Super Mario Brothers? I would want to see something that is more a mix of Mario 3 and Mario World. Would you guys want to see Mario go back to a sprite-based game versus, you know, something that looks like New Super Mario Brothers? Or if they're going to go in the style of New Super Mario Brothers, can they take it a step further and make it look similar to Sonic Superstars? Can they, you know how they like Metroid Dread like looked incredible and had like a lot of stuff going on in the background and things in the foreground? Could a 2D Mario really come to life on the Switch and do more than the new series did? Nate says, Mario totally out of the picture. All about Luigi. Nostalgic Game Sound says, that's what I'm thinking. They've already had the physics engine and the textures packs from Link's Awakening. So there we go. Back to the Link's Awakening, A Link to the Past remake. I like it. Servant says 2D Mario game with movie art style. Okay. And I think it would be fantastic if not only we saw, you know, a 2D Mario with some of these updated graphics, but throw some more character into the characters, right? What do I mean by that? Well, think Luigi's Mansion. Remember how you could see like Luigi get scared? You could see like it was far more immersive because you felt like you were really controlling a character that was terrified of his environment. How could they do something similar in the Mario game? Just to give you know how Sonic like yawns and falls asleep when you're not playing with him? I would love to just to see a little more, you know, a little more from the characters within a 2D Mario game. Nostalgic Game Sound says, the 2D Sonic, now 2D Mario. I'm loving the 2D games getting love. I'm with you. I am with you. Nate says, I'm totally into a new 2D Mario. Mario 2D with a Cappy power-up. Interesting. Interesting. Ganthet over on YouTube says, a movie tie-in game would be cool. It would be. It would be. Seeing maybe it could be somewhat of a continuation, i.e. the Animatrix and the Matrix games that came out on the Xbox. I don't know if you guys remember this, but like the beginning of the movie was something that you played in game. So if you wanted more backstory, you had to play the game. So maybe they go all in, get Illumination, help him with some of the artwork, and then there's more details tied to the movie as you play the game. Chrissy says, I'm all in for 2D Mario. It'll bring the nostalgia for the older players and it'll show the younger crowd what Mario is all about. Yeah. And I mean, here's another question for you guys, almost like a quick poll, but do you want to see a four player, you know, simultaneous experience like the new Super Mario Brothers, like Sonic Superstars, maybe online? Or do you prefer your 2D Mario games just by yourself? Are you cool with it having, you know, that aspect of it, knowing that you can still play it by yourself? I've had some really good times playing the four player. It can be frustrating at times. There's no question. But some of my best memories with my daughters include playing New Super Mario Brothers on the Wii. And I love that. I thought it was great. Nate says, what about a new Mario that implements all the titles, like Mario 2 mechanics, along with power-ups through the years? Yes, I like it. I like it. Servant says, I want a proper Super Mario World sequel with an overworld. This is what I'm here for. Yeah, that I'm all about it. I also, guys, I've talked about this, I think, a little bit. I'm not sure how often, but I would love to see a game where Bowser is able to time travel and we start the game in this brand new, like, looks incredible, looks like, you know, Sonic Superstars, like, but even better, if you will. And he's finally tired of losing and goes back, and you have to play Super Mario Brothers, but it's different. He's changed things to make it more difficult so that he can try to win. And then, you know, maybe he brings Toad along, Wart. I mean, not Toad, but Wart from Super Mario Brothers 2, and changes things. And then 3, and then World. Like, I would love to see, you know, Bowser's multiverse. Let's see. Nostalgic Game Sound says, I feel like the Mario Maker series should focus on single player and let the new Mario games focus on multiplayer. Okay, there you go. Ganthet says, the movie game could have Mario Kart elements too. There you go. I like that. From Servant, what if the new single player Mario with a new Mario 35 tie-in? Yes, please. Yeah, let's get a Mario game and then let's Warzone it also, so that we not only get the main game, but we get the Battle Royale. I'm absolutely here for it. Chrissy says, oh, multiplayer is a need. As frustrating as it is, I don't know how online version would work unless it was like mini games. Well, the way I would see it is similar to 3D World, where you can all play simultaneously, 4 players, just as if they were sitting on your couch with you. Let us play together. And if you guys play with me, this is what you'll hear the entire time. Bubble, go ahead and bubble. I'm going to need you to bubble. Yeah, bubble, I'm going to do this part. Just bubble. That's how I like to play these games. So, Chrissy also says, yes, more Bowser's Fury. It was such a short game. Agreed. Nate saying, with no crying orphan Mario, hashtag not my Mario. I'm with you. I'm with you there. Nostalgic Game Sound says, GTA style Mario game, where instead of cars, it's Grand Theft Kart. I love it. And Nate says, I would be happy with crossover stuff. That would be awesome. So, well, there you go, you guys. My gut feeling is that we really are going to be seeing a direct this week. It just seems like all signs are pointing. The Persona stuff, to me, feels the most like they let the cat out of the bag and they're trying to reel it in, and it's too late. That's one of those things that, you know, Nintendo was probably excited to share in their direct and let them know that it was going to be coming to the Switch, and the retailers kind of messed it up. There has been an update on Nintendo's Japan site for the direct, but, you know, which is also often a sign leading to an upcoming direct. So I think maybe they're just letting the other companies have their time in the spotlight, and now they're going to take some of that spotlight themselves. So excited to see what this week holds, and all the hype that always comes with a direct. I really, really love it. And there is Ethan Typer in the chat. He says, hey dad, what's up? This is how he, this is how we do most of our communicating. He just has to jump into a live stream in order to let me know that we are probably out of some kind of groceries or toilet paper, who knows. So lastly here from Servant, it says, all I want is a Diablo style game featuring Nintendo characters in the Super Smash Bros. Umbrella. Call it Super Smash Bros. Adventures. There you go. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for being here with me live. We are going to be doing the NPC live plus Nintendo news minutes live going forward, because if I'm going to sit in front of the mic, I might as well be in front of you guys also and get you a part of the conversation. So much love, everybody. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.